and it's time for Updog.
Rachel, wait. What's Updog?
Not much, dog. What's up with you? I'm just about to play the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. You did make me laugh with that.
Good. Okay, so we had an open-ended challenge last week, if I remember correctly. Could you refresh us on the details?
Yes, I said take the word easily. I said you can rearrange its letters to spell say and lay. And these two words rhyme, even though they have no letters in common. And I asked, what is the longest familiar word you can find that can be anagrammed into two shorter words that rhyme but have no letters in common? And I said the two shorter words must have only one syllable. Well, I'll tell you, the answer that I submitted to NPR last week was chickpeas, which has nine letters, and you can anagram it into chic and speak. We got a 10-letter answer that's hyphenated, light years, which you can rearrange to spell slay and tray. Since I didn't rule out hyphenated words, I thought that was fine. And then we got two less common nines, but I accepted those as well. One is physicked, P-H-Y-S-I-C-K-E-D. It means treated with medicine, and you can rearrange that to make psych and dyke. And also heapingly, as in, I filled my cereal bowl heapingly, which you can anagram into nay and play. So we accepted all those answers.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted just listening to that list. So we got about 100 answers of any length that worked. Our winner this week is Bruce Suter of Rochester, Minnesota. He joins me on the line now. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you come up with your answer?
Well, it actually didn't take too long. Will's clue, the words that he gave, had that A sound. So I came up with the word sleigh and tray, and then I cut out little pieces of individual paper with each of the letters and just moved them around, and
wow.
Light popped right out, and years was left over. So it did not take long.
I love that. I love that you just took a physical approach to puzzle solving. I like it. So do you puzzle often in your life?
Well, I like to do the New York Times crosswords up at least through Wednesday, and I do a lot of Sudoku.
Cool. Okay, so you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, well, let's do it.
All right, Bruce and Rachel, I'm going to give you a five-letter word and a six-letter word. Rearrange the letters of the five-letter word to get a synonym of the six-letter one. For example, if I said carve and desire, you would say crave, because crave is an anagram of carve, and it means desire.
Okay, you ready to do it, Bruce?
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Okay, Will, take it away.
Number one is south, S-O-U-T-H, and scream.
Let's see. I'm thinking oaths. No, that would be an A. Shout.
Shout is it. March, M-A-R-C-H. And amulet.
Charm.
That's it. That was fast. Peach, P-E-A-C-H. And it's a synonym of frugal.
Cheap.
Uh-huh. Phase, P-H-A-S-E. And it means figure.
Shape.
That's it. Serve, S-E-R-V-E. And it means poetry.
Verse.
Uh-huh. Earns, E-A-R-N-S. And it means entrap.
Okay. Snare.
That's it. Ought, O-U-G-H-T, and it means strong.
Tough.
Uh-huh. Knight, N-I-G-H-T, it means object.
Okay, looking at the G-H there, thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Drape, D-R-A-P-E, and its synonym is father.
Padre.
That's it. Good. Plate, P-L-A-T-E, it means jumped.
Leapt.
Uh-huh. Prate, P-R-A-T-E. It means narrow.
Taper.
Ooh.
That's it. Large, L-A-R-G-E, and it means kingly.
Eager, regal.
Good.
That's it. And your last one is spore, S-P-O-R-E, and it means riddle.
Porse.
You got the right first letter.
Okay. And me, riddle. So peruse, prose.
Neither of those.
Okay.
P-O-R.
Yeah, yeah, P-O, yeah,
P-O.
Yeah.
P-O.
Well, I'm afraid.
Oh, a poser.
Poser?
A poser. Yeah, it's a little poser,
got
a brain
it.
Teaser.
Okay. Whew, you know what? You
well,
said that was
man.
Easy, but it was just hard enough to keep it interesting, right?
I wish
I had had my scissors.
Bruce, you did a great job for playing the puzzle today. You get a weekend edition, the Pell Pin, and you can go to npr.org/puzzle to read all about your other prizes. And there are some great prizes. I'm just telling you, Bruce. Before we let you go, what's your public radio station? Where do you hear us?
We are members of two different radio stations. The first is KAXE, Northern Community Radio in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And the second is KZSE in Rochester, Minnesota.
Bruce Suter of Rochester, Minnesota. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Sandy Weiss of Chicago. And it's not too hard. Name a famous military figure of the past 50 years, the first three letters of his first name, and the first three letters of his last name are both well-known military abbreviations. Who is it? So again, a famous military figure of the past 50 years, the first three letters of his first name and the first three letters of his last name are both well-known military abbreviations. Who is this figure?
When you figure this one out, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Find that Submit Your Answer link and click on it. Remember, just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is Thursday, August 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And it goes like this. If you're the winner, then we give you a call and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.